There's going to be a star-studded fundraiser on TV tonight. NBC Sports Chicago putting on Be Chicago, Together We Can. And it's going to benefit the United Way of Metro Chicago and others. Let's get Sean Garrett on the line here first and talk about what you guys hope to accomplish tonight. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Talk about the benefit, Be Chicago, Together We Can. What's the idea here?
You know, the idea is to help bring the city together, and we're so grateful for NBC Sports Chicago for taking the lead on this, but then for athletes across our city who have already stepped up, have stepped up to be a part of the efforts that we're doing at United Way, but to really focus on how do we raise as much resources as we can for our COVID-19 response fund and to help families, individuals in this incredible time of need. So far, we've been able to do pretty well, but we need so many more resources to help us out.
So during the program tonight, people can donate to the Chicago Community COVID-19 Response Fund. There will be a text number and a website. Is that how it's going to work?
Yeah, folks will be able to go to the website, Chicago Community COVID-19 Response Fund.org, and make a donation. Folks have already donated over $1 million via that website in gifts of $20, $30. Folks can start fundraisers. We had a person recently who couldn't run the Chicago Marathon or the Boston Marathon and instead did a race here in Chicago on her own. And raised over $2,000. So all kinds of ways for people to get involved and really help out our friends, families, and neighbors in a time of need.
7 o'clock tonight, NBC Sports Chicago. Kevin Cross is in charge over there at NBC Sports Chicago. And Kevin, it sounds like you got a great lineup, kind of a sports reunion, and also a lot of good music, too. And how long is the show going to be?
Yeah, well, Bob, thanks for having us on. Really appreciate it. So it's going to be a four-hour show. Starts at 7 o'clock tonight. And, yeah, we're very, very happy with the guest list. I mean, you know, the main goal was really to raise as much money as we can for the Chicago Community COVID-19 Response Fund. But we felt the best way to do that was to actually make a well-rounded and entertaining show. So ultimately, we were able to do that. And we've got over 50 guests that are part of this show. You know, and, you know, being a sports network, we obviously want to have athletes on the show. And they definitely answered the call. We've got players on from the White Sox, the Bulls, the Blackhawks, the Cubs, Bears. The names are impressive. We got Tim Anderson, Zach LaVine, Brent Seabrook, John Lester, Brian Urlacher. The list goes on. But what we also wanted to do was have musical guests. You know, performances are really, really important for any type of benefit show, and you've seen that already. So we've got performances from Brett Eldridge, Plain White Tees, a group I know you'll love, the legendary group Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Who were amazing for us. They performed a couple of songs for us, and, I mean, these are Hall of Famers. Once we got the okay from those guys that they want to be a part of us, we knew we were on to something. And, you know, the founding members, Lee Locknane and Robert Lame and Lamb and James Pankow, really led the way and put a couple of songs on Zoom for us, and the technology was really cool. So we're really happy with how it all turned out.
Sounds like it's going to be a really entertaining show, and all for a great cause. Do we know if David Kaplan is getting a particularly outrageous loud sport coat for the show tonight?
Well, you got to tune in to see that. You know, Cap has been amazing for us on this whole project. I mean, listen, you know, we all really wanted to figure out what could we do. I mean, what can we do? We're a sports network, and we want to see if there's something we could do that could help out. I'll say this. The idea, I'll give Eddie Olczyk credit, who's also going to be one of the co-hosts with David Kaplan on this show. And about a month ago, I got a text from Eddie Olczyk. And as you know, he's a former Blackhawk, current broadcaster for our games. And he said simply, "I got an idea." And so I called him back, and in a nutshell, you know, he wanted to do something in this crisis to a larger degree than he was already doing. And we at the network were also looking to do something where we can be impactful as well. And he said, "Listen, what if we do a telethon?" And you know, he didn't know how long it would be. He didn't know who would be on it. He didn't know how much money we would raise. And I told him, "Listen, Eddie, you had me at hello. I mean, the essence of what he wanted to do fit perfectly with what our network's desire was to help out. You know, but that was it. We just had an idea, and sometimes that's the easy part. Now we had to put the work in and find a charitable organization to partner with. And I got to tell you, we're honored to partner with Sean and his team at the United Way of Metro Chicago, the Chicago Community Trust. To be honest with you, Bob, without them, we really couldn't turn this into a reality. So we're really, really thankful.
Hey, Bob and Kevin, I understand that part of this is that you're pairing up first responders and the workers on the front lines who get the chance to actually go one-on-one with their heroes. Is that sort of the idea?
Yeah, Dave, and that's a really good point. To be honest with you, it's a four-hour show, and there's so many cool things about it. But I tell you, my favorite part of the show is those segments right there. John Shipman, the executive producer of the show, and his team came up with that great idea of having people nominate a hero in the community to honor during this fundraiser. And, you know, by putting them on the broadcast, we also honor them. We let them tell people what they're doing. But we also paired them up with someone they're a fan of. And, you know, we've had nurses on, folks that work at grocery stores, and just other folks that are on the front lines. And we surprised them with guys like Wilson Contreras, Scott Pasetnik, Zach Levine, Brent Seabrook, John Lester. And it's really it's the most heartwarming parts of the show. These guys, when they're on there with these athletes, they're super, super surprised. But I give the athletes credit. They honored all of these folks that are on the front lines and made it known that, listen, I'm just as honored to be on this show as you are to hear me on it. So I think it was really, really a cool idea.
Real quick, what's the most unique grouping of the athletes that you've put together?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I would probably say we've got a lot of groupings. We've got the 1990 Bulls, a few folks from there. We got Horace Grant, Will Perdue, Bill Winnington. That's a pretty good one. The 2005 White Sox is a pretty good one. I would say the two that stand out the most to me, we've got the Northwestern alumni group getting together. We've got Joe Girardi, Pat Fitzgerald, Michael Wilbon, talking about their days growing up in Chicago, being a part of Northwestern. I think that one's really cool. We got a White Sox, Bulls, Bears team up that I think is outstanding with Tim Anderson and Kobe White and Tariq Cohen all on the same call together. I think the pairings here are really cool. They're unique. You don't often see a Bull, a Bear, and a White Sox on the same Zoom call, but it's all really exciting. I think fans are really going to enjoy it.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night to watch, 7 until 11 tonight on NBC Sports Chicago. The big fundraiser, along with the United Way of Metro Chicago and the Chicago Community Trust. Be Chicago together, we can. And during the broadcast, you'll see the numbers and the website to contribute. Wow, sounds like a fantastic night of TV. And by the way, Kevin, thanks for giving us some great nights of TV with those Bulls games and baseball games. We need you guys. We need you guys at NBC Sports Chicago these days. Kevin Cross in charge over there. Say hi to our pal from NBC, Randy King, who I know you work with over there, Kevin.
I know. Randy's a great guy. I know you worked with him over at Fox in those days. So
yeah.
Randy's a great guy. And we appreciate the shout-out, Bob. Really do. And Dave, thank you.
Yep. You work with Randy at Channel 11 also. Watch him, though, because he's like hockey crazy. So he'll try to convince you to do all hockey all the time. So watch out for that.
We got no problem with that.
We'll be watching tonight. Thanks again for the time this morning. Kevin Cross, NBC Sports Chicago. And also our thanks to Sean Garrett, United Way of Metro Chicago. Be well, guys. Stay healthy.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.